Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Hannah and Joel with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, diners and staff were forced to flee a Hungry Jack's in Annerley on the Ipswich Road intersection yesterday after a car caught fire at the drive-through window. Firefighters were called immediately and the blaze was contained to the car, but the cause of the sudden fire is still unknown. All people in the building at the time, including staff and those in the car, have been accounted for.
100 tradies employed by Schindler Elevator are striking this morning following months of unsatisfying negotiation between the electrical trade union and Schindler Construction. Those electrical trade union members will march from Queen Street to North Quay and will be protesting for better wages, job security and equal subcontractor clauses. Union members have made it clear, however, that if there should be an emergency situation requiring their assistance, such as someone becoming trapped in an elevator, then they will prioritise that situation.
In national news, blind Victorian man Ben Penning Hill has committed to running 9 kilometres every day this year to create awareness and raise funds for mental health and suicide. Penning Hill woke one morning at 16 years old, having lost almost all of his vision. After not taking his mental health in the years following this change seriously, he wants to address the stigma and encourage other people that are suffering to speak up. Penning Hill will finish his fundraising initiative on New Year's Eve, and until that point is encouraging as many others as he can to join the cause and speak up about their mental health.
A report from the Global Institute for Women's Leadership has produced confronting statistics on gender violence in Australia's healthcare industries. The report, co-authored by Australian National University and the Health and Community Services Union, found that half of all incidences of gendered and sexual violence, harassment and discrimination went unreported. Key findings also include 70% of respondents suffering aggression, abuse or violence from patients. Lead author, Dr. Gozia Mikolicic, says the findings not only highlight how ill-equipped institutions are to deal with the issue, but also that Australian society needs to address and eradicate underlying factors of gendered violence.
In international news, a record 4.3 billion people helped someone they didn't know, volunteered time, or donated to a good cause in the last year, the Charities Aid Foundation World Giving Index for 2024 has found. The index surveys millions of people in order to track global trends in generosity each year. It also makes recommendations for growing global giving. According to the report, Indonesia was the world's most generous country for the 7th year in a row. Kenya and Singapore came in at 2nd and 3rd place, with Australia sitting in 8th place.
For your weather today, sunshine is predicted in Brisbane for the rest of the day. It's currently 24 degrees, with an expected maximum of 27. The UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4zzz.org.au/news.
Greetings, renter. Have you terminated